I remain your friend in poetry, Michael Longley.
That was Michael Longley with his letter to a young poet. It was produced by Emma Harding. And tomorrow evening, the poet Muneeza Alvi offers her letter to a young correspondent.
Here and Now on BBC Radio 3 presents two masterworks of the last quarter century. The eagerly anticipated London premiere of Georg Friedrich Haas's In Vain, music of light, dark and shimmering microtonality. And George Ligeti's surreal, fantastical violin concerto. Join me, Tom Service, from the Queen Elizabeth Hall, here and now, Saturday night at 10:15 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for Max Reinhardt with Late Junction.
Well, I'm not sure whether this is street noise from Rio or Sao Paulo, but I am sure that this is Ojaro by Baby do Brasil, who's also known as Baby Consuelo. It's a kind of knowing late 90s tilt at some Brazilian psychedelica. Actually, it's the sitar that really rocks my particular boat.
Não pode secar, manhinha.
Não pode quebrar.
Salve.
Welcome to Lake Junction. And tonight there'll be encounters with Augustus Pablo, the choir of St Mary's Cathedral, the Gaslamp Killer, the Carnegie Mellon Philharmonic, and music from Peru and Iran. Now, tradition has it that as a teenager, Blind Willie Johnson was arrested for nearly starting a riot outside a New Orleans courthouse with a stirring version of "If I Had My Way, I'd Tear the Building Down." That's an old spiritual which tells the story of Samson and Delilah. So let's see what happens now when we play his version of "Jesus Is Coming Soon."
Well, we done told her, I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. We done told her, I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. And the year of 1918, God sent a mighty disease. It killed many a thousand old men and on the sea. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Great disease was a mighty, and the people were sick everywhere. There's a wild and there's a power in me, and it floated through the air. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. The doctor, they got trouble, and I didn't know what to do. They gathered themselves together and called it the Spanish flu. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Soldiers died on the battlefield, died in the count too. Well, the captains and the lieutenant, I don't know what to do. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Well, God is warning the nation, he's a warning them every way to turn away from the evil and seek the Lord and pray. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Well, the noble said to the people, you better close your public schools to prevent the self-identity, but I'll close the churches too. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Wait until I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. Read the book of Zechariah, Bible plain, let's see. There's the people, they did die, kind of they wicked ways.
Thank you. huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.
Tonight's moon song, in honour of the full moon, which rises triumphantly tomorrow night and might even be visible wherever you are. It was, of course, Moon River, which needs no introduction, and it was by the Age of Not Believing, who do. They get their name and the title of their EP, Lantern Waste, from the Narnia books of C.S. Lewis. On vocals, by the way, you heard Piney Gear, a Kansas City-born Londoner, with Aslan himself, of course, on timpani, I do believe. Before that, John Channing's trio, which displays his use of the golden mean and the FM algorithm which he discovered. I have to say I don't really understand what any of that means, but it is music you can float on, that's for sure. Here's more music to transport you to another place. I bumped into it in a record shop last week. Yes, there are still some left. It was filed under US Underground / Experimental. It's a 13-minute epic called False Speech 1 to 3 by Aaron Dilloway and C. Spencer Yeh.
Three, four. Thank you.
Yes, a majestic saga of tape loops, degraded four-track recording, echo, feedback, with Aaron Dilloway and C. Spencer Yeer at the controls. That was The Full Speech 1-3, a collage piece assembled from the duo's out-of-print cassette release entitled, yep, you guessed it, Full Speech. I tell you what, I'd like to see them in performance on these very shores one day, and you could tweet in your support for such a notion. Or you could tweet in against it. But tweet anyhow at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, or email us at lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. And while we're talking tweets, thanks very much to everyone who has tweeted in some suggestions for Sun Ra tracks that we might be playing next week. Keep them coming. Now, from the further reaches of sound art to 16th century polyphony, this is from John Shepherd's Missa Cantate, the Agnus Dei, sung by the Choir of St Mary's Cathedral, Edinburgh, directed by Duncan Ferguson.
Thank you.
Albert Eiler on tenor sax and his brother Don on trumpet with Our Prayer, Spirits Rejoice, recorded live in Paris in 1966. I played it in tribute to the inspirational African-American writer Amiri Baraka, formerly known as Leroy Jones, who passed away last weekend. He was very likely thinking of the brothers Eiler, whom he knew well, when he wrote these lines which kick off his short story Now and Then. The musician and his brother always talked about spirits. They were good musicians, talking about spirits, and they had them, the spirits, and soared with them when they played. The music would climb and bombard everything, destroying whole civilizations, it seemed. Here's another early Iranian recording from the new double CD compilation Let No One Judge You on Honest John's Records. Recorded in Tehran in 1929 by London's Gramophone Company, this is impassioned vocalist Iran Odaleh Helen with Bidad.
Oh, no. covering eyes are looking for truth. What will they find other than you? You created this life, this world we're living in. You created this life, so we'll give today. A black rain, children, children of Abraham, trust in him always, just in him always, trust in him always, he's the only way. How can I fly with no wings? I will try.
Ethiopian-sounding Apparitions by the Gas Lamp Killer with Gonja Sufi on vocals. In case you're worried or curious, William Bennuson's stage name Gas Lamp Killer originates in San Diego's Gas Lamp Quarter. That's the historic downtown area that they do say is home to many of the city's nightclubs. As a young DJ, Bennuson found himself regularly clearing dance floors with his sets. Who didn't? But he was dubbed the Gas Lamp Killer. I got the sack. These days, on the experimental hip-hop scene in LA, though, he is riding high. Gaslamp Killer, a name to conjure with. Before that, one of the hardest-working young bloods on the world jazz and early music scenes, pianist Francesco Turrisi played John Zorn's Hadasha from his Masada songbook, and I reckon he won on points. Giacinto Scelsi wrote this next piece in 1963, but like all of his music, it remained largely unknown until the late 80s. On Hearing Chelsea, musicologist Harry Halbreich famously wrote that the music of the second half of the 20th century was now unthinkable without Chelsea. He had inaugurated a completely new way of making music, hitherto unknown in the West. This is Hymnos for Organ and Two Orchestras, performed here by the Carnegie Mellon Philharmonic and Concert Choir, with Juan Pablo Izquierdo conducting. to Tinto Shelsey, exploring his obsession with a single note and its natural components and microtonal variations. In that piece, Hymnos for Organ and Two Orchestras, performed by the Carnegie Mellon Philharmonic and Concert Choir, conducted by Juan Pablo Izquierdo. Now, Jamaican dub also has a highly obsessive, concentrated, if differently focused, sonic range. Here's a wonky audio classic. Is it decaying master tapes or a recording dubbed off an off-centred dub plate, which gives this piece its character? Well, whatever it is, it's not us here. It really does sound like this. Sata Dub featuring Augustus Pablo and King Tubby's Studio House Band.
Thank you. سلام، اسم من پرشانه و شما داریم به دوستای من تنک و یلتیده گوش میدیم در لیما پرو.
Cojo caracoles del jardín, nos hemos entregado todo por una cruel ausencia alguna vez. Es inútil convivir con la inocencia en alto. Los tengo en celuloide y colgando en mi pared. Puedo prescindir del llanto cuando tomo un poquito de más, un poquito de más. Si de pronto aprendemos a matar, seguimos a cazar. Quisiera entregarles un dolor y pesadilla.
Peruvian folk band Canuco y El Tigre, with the title track of their award-winning debut album from 2010, Caracoles, which I think means good heavens. But if you speak Spanish better than me, which wouldn't be difficult, well, tweet in at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, and tell us what Caracoles really means, if it doesn't mean good heavens. And by the way, thanks everyone who tweeted in how much they loved that full speech track by Aaron Dillaway and C. Spencer Yeah, and how much you'd like to see them play on these shores. One person said, why didn't you play it again right away? Well, we probably will someday. And somebody else said, who wouldn't want to hear degraded tape loops live? Well, I'm glad that everyone would. Well, it's all nearly over for tonight. Thanks for listening, thanks for tweeting, and I'm going to leave you with a late 80s track by Chris McGregor and South African Exile Thunderbolt. That's what it's called, his band, South African Exile Thunderbolt. It's a Dudu Pakwana composition called Mra. Dudu's on alto, Masekela's on trumpet, Pinise Saul is on vocals, and McGregor himself is, of course, on piano. Good night.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katriona Young, and tonight I'm going to be banishing the hours of darkness for a while and taking you outdoors to celebrate the seasons. You won't be at all surprised to learn that Vivaldi's involved. We will indeed hear all four of his concertos, but they're interspersed with seasons by an English composer who died just before Vivaldi was born. His name was Christopher Simpson. He came from Yorkshire, played the viol like a dream, and couldn't have been more different from Vivaldi if he'd tried. Vivaldi, the Red Priest, Bon Viveur, Spendthrift and general man about Venice. Simpson, as far as we know, a lot less flamboyant. He lived with a local aristocrat teaching music to his son and took his career as performer, teacher and theorist very seriously. More about him shortly, but let's begin at the start of the year with spring. You'll hear Christopher Simpson's take on it directly after Vivaldi's version, which, together with the rest of his musical year, became one of the most spectacular posthumous success stories in musical history. Thank you.